Homily for Good Friday, The Crucifixion by Saint Cyril of Jerusalem. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Every deed of Christ is a boast of the Catholic Church, but her boast of boasts is the cross, and knowing this, Paul says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of Christ. For wondrous indeed it was, that he who was blind from his birth should recover his sight in Siloam. But what is this compared with the blind of the whole world? It was a great thing and passing nature for Lazarus to rise again after 4 days. But this grace extended to him alone. And what was it compared with the dead in sin throughout the whole world? Marvelous was it that 5 loaves should issue forth into food for the 5,000. But what is that to those who are famishing in ignorance through all the world? It was marvelous that she should have been loosed who have been bound by Satan 18 years. What is this to all of us who are fast bound in the chains of our sins? Now the glory of the cross has led into light those who were blind through ignorance, has loosed all who were held fast by sin, and has ransomed the whole world of men. And wonder not that the whole world was ransomed, for it was no mere man, but the only begotten Son of God who died on its behalf. And yet one man's sins, even Adam's, had power to bring death to the world. But if by one man's offense death reigned over the world, how shall not life much rather reign by the righteousness of one? And if because of the tree of food they were then cast out of paradise, shall not believers now because of the tree of Jesus much more easily enter into paradise? If the first man formed out of the earth brought in universal death, shall not he who has formed him out of the earth bring in everlasting life, being himself life? If Phines, when he waxed zealous and slew the evildoers, stopped the wrath of God, shall not Jesus, who slew not another, but gave himself up for a ransom, put away the wrath which is against men? Let us then not be ashamed of the cross of our Savior, but rather glory in it. For the preaching of the cross is unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but to us salvation. And to them that perish it is foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it was not a mere man who died for us, as I said before, but the Son of God, God made man. Further, if under Moses a lamb kept the destroyer at a distance, did not much rather the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, deliver us from our sins? The blood of a brute animal gave salvation, and shall not the blood of the only begotten much rather save? If any disbelieve the power of the crucified, let him inquire of the devils. If any believe not words, let him believe what he sees. Many have been crucified throughout the world, but by none of these are the devils scared. But Christ, having been crucified for us, when they see but the sign of the cross, they shudder. For those died for their own sins, but Christ for the sins of others. For he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. It is not Peter who says this, for then we might suspect that he was partial to his teacher. But it is Isaiah who says this, not indeed present with him in the flesh, but in spirit, contemplating aforetime his coming in the flesh. Yet why now bring the prophet only as a witness? Receive the witness of Pilate himself, who gave sentence upon him, saying, I find no fault in this man, and who, when he gave him up, washed his hands and said, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. There is yet another witness of the sinlessness of Jesus, the robber, the first man admitted into paradise, who rebuked his fellow and said, We receive the due reward of our deeds, But this man hath done nothing amiss, for we were present, both thou and I, at his judgment. Jesus then really suffered for all men, for the cross was no illusion, otherwise our redemption is an illusion also. His death was not an appearance, for then is our salvation also a tale. Being then in the flesh like others, he was crucified, but not for like sins. For he was not led to death for covetousness, in that he was the teacher of poverty, not for smiting or striking hastily, for he turned the other cheek also to the smiter, not for despising the law, for he was the fulfiller of the law, not for reviling a prophet, for it was himself who was proclaimed by the prophets, not for defrauding any of their line, for he ministered without reward and freely. He sinned not in words, or deeds, or thoughts. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Who came to his passion, not unwillingly, but willingly. Yea, should any dissuading him say even now, Be it far from thee, Lord, he will say again, Get thee behind me, Satan. And wouldest thou be persuaded that he came to his passion willingly? Others die without their own will, and that they know not of their death. But he spoke before of his passion. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. But knowest thou wherefore this friend of man shunned not death? It was lest the whole world should perish in its sin. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed, and shall be crucified. And again, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And wouldest thou know certainly that the cross is a glory to Jesus? Hear his own words, not mine. Judas set about betraying him, being ungrateful to the master of the house. Having but just now gone forth from his table and drunk his cup of blessing, yet in return for that draught of salvation he sought to shed righteous blood. He who did eat of his bread lifted up his heel against him. His hands were but lately receiving the blessed gifts, and without a little while for the wages of treason he was plotting his death. And being reproved, and having heard that word, Thou hast said, he again went out. Then said Jesus, The hour is come, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Thou seest how he knew the cross to be his proper glory. Further, was Isaiah, when he saw asunder, not ashamed, and shall Christ be ashamed when dying for the world? Now is the Son of Man glorified, not but that he had glory before, for he was glorified with the glory, which was before the foundation of the world. He was glorified as God ever, but now he was glorified in bearing the cross of his patience. He gave not up his life by force, nor was he put to death violently, but of his own accord. Hear what he says, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. I yield it of my own choice to my enemies, for unless I choose, this could not be. He came, therefore, of his own set purpose to his passion, rejoicing in his noble deed, smiling at the crown, cheered by the salvation of men, not ashamed of the cross, for it saved the world. For it was no common man who suffered, but God in man's nature, striving for the prize of his patience. Let us seek the texts in proof of the passion of Christ, for we are met together, not now to make an abstract exposition of the Scripture, but rather to be made assured of the things which we already believe. Now therefore I begin from whence the passion began. Judas was the traitor who came against him and stood, and speaking words of peace and plotting war. The psalmist then says concerning him, My friends and my neighbors drew near against me and stood. And again, his words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Hail, Master! And he betrayed his master to death. He was not moved with his warning when he said, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Saying as it were this to him, Recollect thine own name. Judas means confession. Thou hast come to terms. Thou hast received the money. Make confession quickly. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the wicked in the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have compassed me about also with words of hatred. But that some of the chief priests also were present, and that the bonds were before the gate of the city, thou hast heard before, if thou rememberest the exposition of the psalmist, who was told the time and place, how they returned at evening, and hungered like dogs, and encompassed the city. Attend also in respect to the 30 pieces of silver, and I will say to them, if it be good in your sight, give me my price, or refuse. One price is owing to me for you, for my healing the blind and lame, and I receive another. For thanksgiving, dishonor. For worship, insult. Beholdest thou how the scripture foresaw these things? And they appointed my price at 30 pieces of silver. How exact the prophecy! How great and unerring is the wisdom of the Holy Ghost! For he said, not 10, nor 20, but 30, exactly as many as there were. Tell also what became of this value, O prophet. Does he who received it keep it, or does he restore it? And after it was restored, what becomes of it? The prophet then says, and I took the 30 pieces of silver, and cast them into the house of the Lord, into the refining house. Compare the gospel with the prophecy. Judas, it says, repented himself, and cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed. Those conscientious Jews, forsooth, the high priests of that time, seeing Judas repenting and saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood, reply, what is that to us? See thou to that. Is it then nothing to you, the crucifiers? But shall he who received and restored the price of murder see to it? And shall the murderers not see to it? Then they say among themselves, it is not lawful to cast them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. Out of your own mouths is your own condemnation. If the price is polluted, so is the deed polluted. But if thou art fulfilling righteousness in crucifying Christ, why receivest thou not the price of it? They bound Jesus, and led him to the hall of the high priests. And wouldest thou know, to be sure, that this also is written? Isaiah says, woe unto their souls, for they have taken evil counsel against themselves, saying, let us bind the just, for he is troublesome to us. And truly, woe unto their souls. Let us see how. Isaiah was sawn asunder, yet after this the people was restored. Jeremiah was cast into the mire of the dungeon, yet was the wound of the Jews healed. For it was the less, in that it was a sin against man. But when the Jews sinned, not against man, but against God and man's nature, woe unto their soul, he says. Let us bind the just. Could he not then set himself free? Someone will say, he who freed Lazarus from the bonds of death after 4 days, and loosed Peter from the iron bands of this prison. Angels stood around ready, saying, let us burst their bonds asunder. But they held back, because their Lord was pleased to undergo it. Again, he was led to the judgment seat before the elders. Thou hast already the testimony to this. The Lord will come into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. And the high priest, having questioned him and heard the truth, is wroth, and the wicked minister of wicked men smites him, and the countenance, which had shone as the sun, endured to be smitten with lawless hands. Others coming spat on his face of him, who by his spittle had healed one who was blind from his birth. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? And the prophet, wondering, says, Lord, who hath believed our report? For the thing is incredible that God, the Son of God, and the arm of the Lord, should suffer such things. But that they who are saved may not disbelieve, the Holy Ghost writes before in the person of Christ, who says, for he was then spake these things, and was afterwards an actor in them. I gave my back to the scourges. For Pilate, having scourged him, delivered him to be crucified. And my cheeks to smitings, and my face I turned not away from the shame of spittings. Saying, as it were, though knowing before that they would smite me, I did not even turn my cheek aside. For how should I have warned my disciples against death for truth's sake, had I myself sunk under this? I said, he who loveth his life shall lose it. If I had loved my life, how could I have taught, not doing what I taught? First then, being himself God, he endured to suffer these things at the hands of men, that after this we men, when we suffer such things at the hands of men for his sake, might not be ashamed. Look with awe at the Lord while he was judged. He endured to be led and carried by the soldiers. Pilate sat in judgment, and he who sitteth on the right hand of the Father stood and was judged. The people, whom he had redeemed from the land of Egypt, and oft-times from other places, shouted against him, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Wherefore, O ye Jews, because he had healed the blind, or because he had made the lame to walk, and bestowed his other benefits, so that the prophet in amazement speaks of this too, "Against whom ye opened your mouth, and against whom ye let loose your tongue." And the Lord himself says in the prophets, "My heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me, therefore have I hated it. I have not refused them, but they have refused me. Wherefore it follows that I say, I have forsaken my house." When he was judged, he held his peace, so that Pilate was moved for him, and said, "Hearest thou not what these witness against thee?" Not that he knew him who was judged, but he feared his own wife's dream. And Jesus held his peace. The psalmist says, "I was a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs." And again, "But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth." But the soldiers who surrounded him mock him, and their Lord becomes a sport to them, and their master is turned into jest by them. "When they looked on me, they shaked their heads." Yet there is the figure of kingly state, for though they mock, yet do they bend the knee. And the soldiers crucify him, having first put on him a purple robe, and they set a crown on his head, for what though it be of thorns? Every king is proclaimed by soldiers. It became Jesus too in a figure to have been crowned by soldiers, so that for this cause the scripture says in the Canticles, "Go forth, O ye daughter of Zion, and behold, King Solomon and the crown wherewith his mother crowned him." And the crown itself was a mystery, for it was a remissal of sins and dismissal of the curse. The Lord was crucified, thou hast received the testimonies. Thou seest this spot of Golgotha. Rejoice not in the cross in the time of peace only, but hold fast to the same faith in time of persecution also, not being a friend of Jesus in time of peace, and his foe in time of wars. Thou receivest now the forgiveness of thy sins, and the gifts of the King's spiritual bounty. When war shall come, strive thou with high heart for the King. Jesus, the sinless, for thee was crucified, and wilt not thou be crucified for him who was crucified for thee? Thou art not bestowing a favor, repaying thy debt to him who in Golgotha was crucified for thee. Now Golgotha is interpreted the place of a skull. Who were they then who prophetically named this Golgotha, in which Christ, the true head, endured the cross? As the apostle says, "Who is the image of the invisible God?" And after a little, "And he is the head of the body, the church." And again, "The head of every man is Christ." And again, "Who is the head of all principality and power?" The head suffered in the place of the skull. A wondrous prophetic adaptation. The very name almost reminds thee, saying, "Think not of the crucified as of a mere man. He is the head of all principality and power. That head which was crucified is the head of all power, and has for his head the Father. For the head of man is Christ, and the head of Christ is God." Christ then was crucified for us, having been judged in the night, when it was cold, and a fire coals was laid. He was crucified at the third hour, and from the sixth hour there was darkness until the ninth hour, but from the ninth hour there was light again. He stretched out his hands on the cross, that he might encompass the ends of the world. He stretched forth human hands, who by his spiritual hands had established the heaven, and they were fastened with nails, that his manhood, which bore the sins of men, having been nailed to the tree, and having died, sin might die with it, and we rise again in righteousness. For since by one man came death, by one man also came life, by one man the Savior, dying of his own accord, for remember what he said, "I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again." So he endured all these things, having come for the salvation of all, but the people returned him an evil recompense. Jesus says, "I thirst." He who had brought forth the waters for them out of the flinty rock, and he asked fruit of the vine which he had planted. But what does the vine? This vine, by nature indeed of the holy fathers, but of Sodom by purpose of heart. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. This vine, when the Lord was athirst, having filled a sponge and put it on a reed, offers him vinegar. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Thou seest the plainness of the prophet's description. Are these things what ye recompense unto the Lord? Offerest thou these things, O vine, unto thy master? Rightly did the prophet Isaiah aforetime bewail you, saying, My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And, not to recite the whole, he goes on, I waited that it should bring forth grapes. I thirsted that it should give wine, but it brought forth thorns. For thou seest the crown wherewith I am adorned. What then shall I now decree? I will command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. And concerning the robbers who were crucified with him, it was written, And he was numbered with the transgressors. Both of them had been transgressors, but one was so no longer. For the one was a transgressor to the end, stubborn against salvation, whose hands indeed were fastened, but who, through his blasphemy, smote with his tongue. When the Jews, passing by, wagged their heads, mocking the crucified, and fulfilling what was written, When they looked on me, they shaked their heads. He also reviled with them. But the other rebuked the reviler, and to him the end of life was the beginning of restoration. The surrender of his soul was a preventing others in salvation. And after rebuking him, he says, Lord, remember me, for to thee is my speech. Leave this man, for the eyes of his understanding are blinded, but remember me. I say not, remember my works, for of these I am afraid. Every man has a feeling for his fellow traveler. I am traveling with thee deathwards. Remember me, thy fellow wayfarer. I say not, remember me now, but when thou comest into thy kingdom. What power, O robber, enlighten thee? Who taught thee to worship that despised man, thy companion on the cross? O eternal light, which givest light to them that are in darkness! Therefore also he rightly heard the words, Be of good cheer, not that thy deeds are such as should make thee be of good cheer, but that the King is here, dispensing favors. The requests reach unto a distant time, but the grace is very speedy. Verily I say unto you thee, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Because today thou hast heard my voice, and hast not hardened thy heart. Very speedily I pass sentence upon Adam, very speedily I pardon thee. To him it was said, In the day wherein thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. But thou today hast obeyed the faith, today is thy salvation. Adam by the tree fell, thou by the tree art brought to paradise. Fear not the serpent, he shall not cast thee out, for he is fallen from heaven. And I say not unto thee, This day shalt thou depart, but this day thou shalt be with me. Be of good courage, thou shalt not be cast out. Fear not the fiery sword, it shrinks from its Lord. O mighty and ineffable grace! The faithful Abraham had not yet entered, and the lawless robber enters. Moses and the prophets had not yet entered, and the lawless robber enters. Paul also wondered at this before thee, saying, Where sin abounded, there grace did much more abound. They who had borne the burden of heat of the day had not yet entered, and he of the 11th hour entered. Let none murmur against the good man of the house, for he says, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? The robber has a wish to work righteousness, but death prevents him. I wait not exclusively for work. I have accepted faith. I am come to feed my sheep among the lilies. I am come to feed my sheep in the gardens. I have found a sheep, a lost one, but I lay it on my shoulders, for he believes, since he himself has said, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Of this garden I sang of old to my spouse in the canticles, and spoke thus to her, I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. Now the place where he was crucified was a garden. And what takest thou hence? I have gathered my myrrh. having drunk wine mingled with myrrh and vinegar. And having received these, he said, "It is finished." For the mystery has been fulfilled. The things that are written have been fulfilled. Sins are forgiven. For Christ being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more the blood of Christ. And again, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And because his flesh, this veil, was dishonored, the emblematical veil of the temple was rent through, as it was written. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, for not a morsel of it was left. For since the Master said, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate," the house has been rent into pieces. These things the Savior endured, making peace through the blood of his cross, for things in heaven and things in earth. For we were enemies of God through sin, and God had appointed the sinner to die. There must needs therefore have happened one of two things, either that God, keeping his words, should destroy all men, or that in his loving kindness he should cancel the sentence. But because of the wisdom of God, he preserved both to his sentence its truth, and to his loving kindness its exercise. Christ took our sins in his body on the tree, and we, being dead to sin, should live to righteousness. Of no small amount was he who had died for us. He was not a literal sheep. He was not a mere man. He was more than an angel. He was God made man. The transgression of sinners was not so great as the righteousness of him who died for them. We have not committed as much sin as he wrought righteousness, who laid down his life for us, who laid it down when he pleased, and took it again when he pleased. And wouldest thou have proof that he laid down his life not by violence, nor against his will yielded up the ghost? He cried to his Father, saying, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. I commend it that I may take it again." And having said these things, he gave up the ghost, but not for any long time, for he rose again from the dead speedily. The sun was darkened because of the sun of righteousness. The rocks were rent because of the spiritual rock. The tombs were opened, and the dead arose because of him who was free among the dead. He sent forth his prisoners out of the pit wherein no water. Be not then ashamed of the crucified, but be thyself bold to say, "He beareth our sins and careth our sorrows, and with his stripes we are healed." Let us not be unthankful to our benefactor. And again, for the transgression of my people he was stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Therefore, Paul says plainly that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. But we seek to be told plainly where he has been buried, in his tomb then made with hands. The prophets say, "Look unto the solid rock which ye have hewn, look and behold. Thou hast in the gospel, and this sepulchre hewn in stone, which hewn out of a rock. What kind of door has the sepulchre?" Again, another prophet says, "They cut off my life in the dungeon, and cast a stone upon me. I am who am, the chief cornerstone, elect, precious. Lie for a little time within a stone. I, who am a stone of stumbling to the Jews, but of salvation to them who believe. The tree of life, therefore, was planted in the earth, that the earth, which had been cursed, might enjoy the blessing, and that the dead might be released." Let us then not be ashamed to confess the crucified. Be the cross our seal made with boldness by our fingers on our brow, and in everything, even the bread we eat and the cups we drink, in our comings in and goings out, before our sleep, when we lie down and when we awake, when we are in the way and when we are still. Great is that preservative. It is without price for the poor's sake, without toil for the sick, since also its grace is from God. It is the sign of the faithful and the dread of devils, for he has triumphed over them, and having made a show of them openly. For when they see the cross, they are reminded of the crucified. They are afraid of him. They are afraid of him, who hath bruised the heads of the dragon. Despise not the seal, because of the freeness of the gift. Before this the rather, honor thy benefactor. Take therefore first, as an unassailable foundation, the cross, and build upon it the rest of thy faith. This shall appear again with Jesus from heaven, for the trophy shall precede the king, that seeing him whom they pierced, and by the cross knowing him who was dishonored, the Jews may repent and mourn, that we may glory, boasting of the cross, worshipping the Lord who was sent and crucified for us, and worshipping also God, his Father who sent him, with the Holy Ghost, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.